Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, my sisters, and welcome back to episode number 43 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is In Times Like These. As I mentioned, during this time, birds are singing in the morning and throughout the day. And so this month, I thought that it would be great to share hymnals that women have written to lift our hearts up in song to the Lord. So what I will do is to tell you something briefly about the hymn writer herself, share the hymn, and then give you some words of encouragement for your day. Again, the hymn for today is entitled, In Times Like These. Psalm 31:15 states, My times are in your hand. Ruth K. Jones is the one that penned this hymnal, and she was born in 1902 in Wilmerding, Pennsylvania. She is a self-taught pianist and organist. Ruth married Bert Jones, and together they worked in the evangelism field. In 1948, they founded a radio ministry in Erie, Pennsylvania, broadcasting a weekly family devotional program from their home called A Visit with the Jones. It is stated that during the fearful days at the height of World War II, when the stress and strain of daily living seemed almost overwhelming, the comforting hymn, In Times Like These, was written. It has been published in 16 hymnals. In the midst of a busy day, this housewife, Ruth, felt a direct inspiration from the Holy Spirit. She stopped her work to quickly put down both words and music, just as they were given to her by God. Since that day, the hymn has been a blessing to countless Christians at special times of need. It has brought comfort during illness, has been used widely at funerals, and has encouraged and changed Christian workers, and has drawn many to salvation. Ruth experienced for herself the consolation of the words of this song and how it could bring comfort as she spent time recovering from a serious surgery a few years after writing it. She died in August 18, 1972 in Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, instead of my trying to sing a short part of this song with my sinuses being clogged, let me share this hymn being sung by the Cadet Sisters as I saw on YouTube. Please listen.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like an anchor, be very sure, be very sure, your anchor
Now, I hope you enjoyed that. I thought it was so beautiful that I just had to share that with you. In times where there is no distinction among genders, where laws are being considered to have same-sex restrooms, where violence, drugs, child abuse, and all kind of sin is running rampant, we need an anchor to turn to so that we don't drift away from the righteousness established by our Heavenly Father. The same is true when personal sorrows or tragedies confront us. Where can we go but to the Lord? How comforting it is to know that we can always flee to Jesus and rest securely on our solid rock. The scriptures, especially in the book of Daniel and Revelation, let us know that world conditions will continue to get worse as we approach the end of this age and the return of Jesus Christ. Yet we as Christians, we don't need to be fearful. We don't have to be living each day as if we have no hope. We just need to hold to our conviction that our God is in control, that our God loves us, and that our God sees it all, and that all things are definitely working out for our good. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, it says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered in on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." So my sisters, grip and hold tight to our solid rock, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. And until we meet next week, should our Lord tarry, meditate on what has been shared and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.